You talked about combinations of these agents. What about the combination of bevacizumab and sunitinib?
I would be very cautious about that.
I mean, in clinical trials.
Yeah, there's a clinical trial that's two phase one studies that have been completed. They did show some toxicity that will be reported at this year's ASCO, the ASCO in June. And I think those will be very important studies to look for. I would be extremely cautious about combining these two drugs in the community right now. And I can't really say any more than that, except to say that there could be some unforeseen and potentially even catastrophic issues dealing with combining some of these agents. So the toxicities may be accentuated in ways we hadn't anticipated.
Just to pick up on that, though, what about anti-tumor effects? Any reason to be encouraged that some approach with this kind of a combination will be useful?
Yeah, I think the anti-tumor effects are legitimate and very, very potentially beneficial, meaning to say I don't think any one of these agents, sunitinib, sorafenib, Avastin, even Torsa, have completely blocked angiogenesis. And so the potential to add, to have a more, as we do in hormonal therapy and prostate cancer, say, combined anti-angiogenic effect that's even more potent, I think that's a very legitimate and very possible scenario. But I think the toxicity and the therapeutic index to achieve that is not worked out yet. And so I would be cautious there. The one I think most promising combination is Avastin and the mTOR inhibitors. And both of those agents are very specific, and they don't seem to have overlapping toxicities. So that's probably the safest combinations right now. But even that, I think, is premature for community use.